Now, first up on the show today, I have Julie McLaughlin, and she's going to join me from Jando, and we're going to be talking about Christmas. Good morning, Julie. How are you?
I'm good, Michael. How are you?
I'm in great form this morning. I hadn't to get up so early this morning. I normally do Lifeline, which is at 9:30, so I got another hour and a half's kip in this morning.
Oh, you got to lie on. Lucky you.
Indeed, indeed. Now, tell us about this report you've done, or survey you've done, re Irish people and Christmas.
Yeah, so basically we're printmakers. So for those of you who don't know Jando or know us, so it's myself and my husband, Owen, and we're printmakers. We're based in Smithfield, so we're not too far away from you guys. And we specialise in screen prints. So we specialise in landmark and architectural themed prints. So some of your listeners might know our work from Arnott's, the Kilkenny shop and Jamart factory and so on. But we basically cover things, so like Pulbeg Chimneys, Halfpenny Bridge, so prints of all of landmarks throughout Dublin and throughout Ireland and beyond. But I suppose, you know, like most businesses and most small businesses during lockdown and during this pandemic, we've had to pivot and we've had to look at how we do things. And I suppose one of the major things for us was just feedback from our customers. And really, we just, you know, we were seeing from orders and the support that we were getting coming through on our website on jando.ie, just the stories that people were telling us, the feedback that they were giving us. And also just, you know, they would be sending gifts to their loved ones and they would ask us to write a little handwritten note. And we really could just see a huge amount coming from it. And we knew that there was more to see and more information to get. So we asked our customers and our followers on social media to basically take part in an online survey. And we interviewed almost 600 people throughout Ireland and basically just asking them just about, I suppose, their shopping habits, just, you know, how lockdown and how COVID has affected them directly. But then obviously the big one, you know, Christmas, you know, with level 5 in now and the restrictions that are now in place. We really just wanted to get a sense of, you know, how they're feeling and how it's going to affect them. I know we all know individually how it's going to affect ourselves and you know, and you know, how it's going, how things are looking, but really just to get a sense of what's happening. And I suppose it was terrifying to see, but then I suppose in one way it didn't really come as a huge surprise, but a staggering 85% of people who took part have said that they're going to be breaking their normal Christmas traditions in order to comply with restrictions. So, you know, we're hearing the numbers increasing every night, and thankfully this week the numbers are looking better, and, you know, we're listening to the advice of Tony Houlihan and obviously the government and the HSE and everything. But, you know, it's to actually hear and see those figures was really unbelievable. You know, a staggering 85%. You know, I suppose what also is happening is, you know, because of lockdown and everything, you know, people, they're shopping earlier and, you know, they've already started their Christmas shopping, which, you know, not everybody would be as organised in normal times. But I suppose what we're really seeing, though, is that it's giving, you know, this lockdown, if there is a positive to come from it, I suppose it's giving us a greater appreciation of things that really matter, you know, the people that we love and, you know, the place that we treasure more, so that they're really putting a focus on, you know, on keeping everybody safe and sticking to the restrictions in order to keep our loved ones safe and well, which is, you know, ultimately what it's all about.
Yeah, it's very interesting it's something that I don't have a huge amount of Christmas traditions myself, other than around Christmas Day itself.
Of course.
But I have a lot of friends who would have traditions such as going up Grafton Street on having breakfast in Bewley's and things like that on Christmas Eve, and a whole load of different things like that, which are going to be restricted this year. More than likely, they're going to be restricted.
For sure.
But I suppose the big thing is the people coming home for Christmas. That's going to be the real big thing, where people who have children and brothers and sisters and aunts and uncles that live in London or the States or you name it, throughout Europe now. And a lot of them are not going to get home this year for Christmas.
No. No, and that's exactly it. And you know what? It's like what you're saying there, you know, in terms of traditions. It is, you know, walking up Grafton Street on Christmas Eve. It's, you know, the traditional swim on Christmas morning over at the 40 foot, or, you know, just walking through town, or, you know, it's having, you know, you're, you know, going to the races on St. Stephen's Day. And, you know, it's all those little things. You know, it's even just been at home and on Christmas Day itself. And, you know, nobody makes, you know, Christmas dinner like your mom. And, you know, it's the little things like that. And I suppose, you know, that's something that we all have to be so mindful of, because, you know, with the restrictions and, you know, with the different households and everything, you know, it's amazing, you know, us Irish people, you know, we're an amazing people, and we all know that anyway. But, you know, ultimately all we want, and this research has proven that, is just for our loved ones to be safe and well. And if that means giving up those traditions for, you know, for 1 year or for this time, I mean, we're prepared to do it, which I think it says an awful lot about us. I think it's really, really heartening.
And to get back to Jando, I have to say I'm not a great present buyer. I have to be honest like that. I, you know, in the family, my wife does all the Christmas buying.
Oh.
You know, we're at a point where I don't even buy herself a present. She buys her present.
Oh, brilliant!
And tells me what
it
is. You know, and that's the way. I'm the sort that maybe I buy a couple of bars of chocolate or something and wrap them up, and,
okay,
and that's it. I'm dreadful. I know it. But when there's things that need to be bought, like for. And the thing that sticks out in my mind was for my son's in-laws who live abroad, and we said, you know, we were meeting them for the first time. What are we going to do? So what we bought prints
for
them of, you know, places around Dublin.
Fantastic.
And funny enough, they had the same thing that they gave us, actually, some art from their own country, which was lovely. But I do think it really does say something. You know, it's something that lasts, and it's something that's, you can stick on the wall or you can put somewhere, and you'll always remember where you got that.
For sure. I think so. And I mean, you know, we saw that particularly during the first lockdown, and even now, obviously, for Christmas shopping. But, you know, it's amazing. You know, we're very sentimental as people. And, you know, when restrictions are put in place, and obviously it's people we miss, but you know what, it's also places we miss. And it's the places that we love going to with the people that we love, you know. So whether it's, you know, your stroll along by, you know, Poolbeg, or you're walking through town and, you know, that chance encounter going over the Halfpenny Bridge, you know, it's amazing how places resonate. And I think that's one thing for us and what we do at Jando is that, you know, we don't necessarily always go for the typical, you know, view of something. Like, for instance, one of our most popular pieces, believe it or not, is of Liberty Hall. We call it our concrete moon piece. And, you know, when we first brought it out, people thought we were crazy, as in, why would you, you know, was voted one of Dublin's most ugliest buildings. But for us, we used to live on Bachelor's Walk, and for us, it always reminded us of home. And now it's one of our best-selling pieces. And it's just, you know, it's letting people and showing people the places we love in a different light. And, you know, I think especially with, you know, more and more family being away and not being able to come home, you know, it's having that piece of home in your own home. So I totally understand what you're saying in terms of, you know, your in-laws or your son's in-laws, you know, gifting a piece from where they live. It's showing, you know, it's showing your culture, it's showing your heritage. But then as well, it's, you know, it's showing memories too, which I think is amazing.
It is. And, you know, it's funny that when you mentioned Liberty Hall and that, I used to spend a lot of time down in Greystones. When I was growing up, we had a little place down in Greystones, a little wooden chalet down on the North Beach in Greystones, and we spent all our summers down there. So I have a love and an affinity with Greystones.
Mm.
And I don't know if anybody who remembers Greystones, you had the old pier, and at the end of the old pier, where during the storm, part of the pier had broken off and broken down. So what they did was they brought the Kish lighthouse basin. When they were doing the Kish up, they they actually made two of the basins to sit it on, and they used one, and the other one they brought down to Greystones. They put it at the end of the pier, and they put rock armour and that around it. And an ugly looking thing, I have to say, but it was iconic. And we have a number of prints of that.
Absolutely.
And different parts of it. And they're up on the walls there. And they just give me a really warm feeling and a feeling of, you know, I know where I am.
But do you know what, Michael? Like, you've summed it up exactly. And it's the reason we do what we do. It's just... It's making those connections. And, you know, like I was saying there, like throughout lockdown, we were hearing these stories. So people who would be choosing our work to gift either to themselves or to family who were away, or just that they couldn't see, just with, you know, the 5 kilometre restrictions and so on. But, you know, we'll put in the handwritten notes. And, you know, like one in particular, we did this series because we wanted to give us with these stories a platform. And we called it our Love Where You Live series. And we had this amazing story of this beautiful couple just based in Clontarf, actually. And they Louise was having their first baby, and it was the first grandchild on both sides of the family. But growing up, their nana lived in Irishtown, so obviously they had the full view of the pulled-out chimneys. But each of her siblings, everywhere they live now throughout the city, they all have the view of Granny's chimneys, and that's what they call them. So we had to write a little note saying, we can't be with you, but here's your view of Granny's chimneys. So everybody has, you know, everybody has a story, everybody has a landmark and a memory to connect them to that landmark. And, you know, we hope at Jando that by, you know, our work and by gifting our work that, you know, you help remember those memories. So, you know, I think it's been amazing for us, you know, to keep us going through lockdown. And I suppose really just the feedback that we were getting, you know, it helped us and kept us going, really. Do you know what I mean? Both on a business level, but then personally as well, you know, it's amazing feedback.
And to get down to the dirty thing, and we don't mention prices on the show at all of things.
Okay.
But you know, for a reasonable amount of money, you can get a beautiful, iconic print of a landmark of Dublin. Or and I take it you do other places around the country,
yeah,
as well. Like
we do absolutely. You know, we've got nearly everywhere covered between Cork and Galway and Clare, and obviously, you know, in Belfast as well. But no, you're right. I mean, look, we it was one thing that we said from the get go that we wanted our work to be affordable. We wanted, you know, a price point for every type of budget. And, you know, we've got offers on the website for Christmas too. So I think definitely, yes, yeah, something for everybody, I think.
And if people want to know more, they can go to www.jando, and that's jando.ie, and they'll get all the information there. And I believe if you spend over a certain amount, we won't say that amount, but if you spend over a certain amount, you get free delivery.
Absolutely, yeah, for sure. But yeah, do check out the website for more information. We're on social media as well. But loads of people, they ask where we got the name from, because it's quite unusual. But it's an acronym of our name. So it's myself and my husband, Owen. So it's J and O, Julie and Owen, Owen with an O. So there you go.
Julie, an absolute pleasure chatting with you. Do you do any sports prints, like, you know, the print of Dublin lifting the Sam Maguire for the fifth time in a row?
Well, you know, we can't say too much now. We specialise in architecture and landmarks, but keep an eye out for next year. There might be something new coming next year.
Excellent.
All right.
And maybe we'll talk to you when you're going to launch that. Maybe we'll talk to you again then.
Absolutely, for sure. Michael, listen, thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
And you too. All the best, Julie. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Take care. Bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.